The Language of the Sunrise. The Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 23, "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." There are some things you will never behold. You will never see a sunrise in the west. You will never see a failed sunrise in which the sun gets stuck on the horizon, lacking the power to heave itself above the rim of the world. You will never see a news item warning us that due to high energy demand, the sunrise will be 30 minutes late tomorrow morning and will shine at half power. The sunrise speaks a language understood in every nation on earth. It expresses deep truths about God and the universe. Since the fourth day of creation, every single day has started with a sunrise. No sunrise has ever been prevented by a famine, earthquake, or hurricane. Even on days when we cannot see the sunrise, it is still happening right on time. It is worth our while to study the language of the sunrise so we can understand its message every morning. Every sunrise demonstrates God's presence and teaches us about His character. It illustrates God's perfect consistency, His awesome power, His love of beauty, and His bottomless supply of inspiration, creativity, and originality. It speaks of His faithfulness and His provision. Best of all, the sunrise reminds us that we may go to dwell with God someday in a land beyond the sunrise. In that heavenly place, there will be no sunrises, for there will be no need of the sun. God Himself will be the dazzling source of light, far surpassing the beauty of any earthly sunrise. F.R.L. von Kentel wrote, "Come, my soul, thou must be waking. Now is breaking o'er the earth another day."